And let's see here. We'll be back on the finance, personnel, and audit on number 48, correct?
Yes.
Okay, let's read that into the file.
Item 48, file number 1589, from the county executive, providing an informal report outlining a proposed course of action to resolve the pension buyback issue. The recommendation of the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit is rejection.
Okay, let's let the record reflect that Supervisor Schmidt is here, so we have 16 members present. 16. And we're on item 48. Rejection is before us of this proposal. Would anyone like to speak on this matter? Okay. Supervisor Alexander.
Madam Chair, just a point asking for clarification. If this item is for informational purposes only and there's no action tied to it, does it make any difference if it's accepted or rejected? What impact does that actually have?
That is a good question. There are a number of options, and I have actually, just hang on one second, I've had Corporation Counsel, I've asked them about that. So there's a couple things we could do here. Some would say that it's actually moot given the prior information. We could lay it on the table. It's up to this body what they choose to do. So Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. There was some discussion whether we could receive it and place it on file, put it on, lay it on the table, or just reject it. We understand that with respect to the county's policy, it's going to be a policy that goes through the county board and the county executive. If the county board has decided one action and the county executive is not necessarily for that action, well, then the legislative process is such that there will be a resolution. When it comes to the IRS will be presented with a position. So therefore, the Finance Committee decided to be proactive in rejecting this particular file.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else wish to discuss this? Okay, then rejection's before us. If you're for the rejection, you vote aye. If you're against the rejection, you'll vote no. Mr. Clerk, please call the... Supervisor Jurczyk?
Thank you. I just pulled it up and recalled that we also added, and I think it was pursuant to the presence of an attorney that was there, the course of action is to reject any filing by Milwaukee County with the IRS. I think that's what, any filings. Because first of all, the course of action is not, that course of action recommended by the county exec is not what we did. And we were concerned with regard to that IRS request that we not have conflicting requests. So this also rejected any filing of that with the IRS. So just to be clear on that.
Okay. Thank you. Supervisor Alexander, if you want to...
Thank you, Madam Chair. So it's actually more confusing now. Okay. Now that I'm looking at the file, so are we voting on the resolution or are we voting on rejecting the report? Because the resolution is to reject. If we reject the resolution, we've got a double negative. Whereas if we reject the report, that's different. Can you just clarify what the question actually is?
Okay. Did you want to add that, Mr. Clerk?
Well, it is somewhat confusing because state statutes say that the county board acts by resolution. So you could adopt a resolution to reject, but after conferring with Corporation Council, we have agreed that's cleaner, that you just reject. What you're voting on essentially is to reject the proposal by the county executive, and that is what the Finance Committee has recommended. So you could have the double negative of adopting a resolution to object, but I would defer to Corporation Council if he has anything further to add on that. But I think the proper motion before the board would be rejection of the proposal, which is the essence of the resolution.
Do you agree, Mr. Corporation Council?
Yes.
Okay. Does that clear anything up for you, Supervisor Alexander?
Yes. My only question then would be, if we reject the proposal in the form of rejecting the report, how does that... Does it change anything about how that stays on file for years to come, et cetera, as far as county records, having that, with that report having been submitted to the board? that change how we keep that report on file or in our records at all?
No, that report would county board files are permanent records, so that would be part of it. And in essence, by voting for rejection, you are adopting that resolution to reject, and that resolution to reject is a permanent record.
Thank you.
Okay, good question. Supervisor Jurczyk?
Thank you. I'm really glad that the supervisor from the Supervisor Alexander brought this up, because I actually think the recommendation comments are wrong from committee. If I'm correct on this, and I know Supervisor Mayo made the original motion, we were resolving to reject the report, and also we were resolving to not include the other report in any filings with the IRS. That was an active statement which got an 8-0 vote, but not a rejection of the resolution. So I think this is actually reported wrong, and I would move approval of the resolution, because the resolution rejects the report and directs that the filing with the IRS not take place of the rejected report. And if we could just get some clarification from our clerk that was at committee, I think that's what we were doing. Supervisor Mayo made a motion, I gave a friendly amendment, and we passed that resolution.
Okay. All right, let's see if the clerk can help us clarify this.
In essence, by rejecting the report, you are, in effect, adopting the resolution to reject. It has the same effect. It avoids that double negative that the supervisor from the 18th brought up, saying, you know, that you are adopting a resolution to reject. It has the same effect, however you want to do it. It's in my belief, and again, I would...
Could I ask a follow-up then?
Council.
I mean, are we also rejecting filing the report that's been rejected with the IRS? Because that was kind of an affirmative action, not a double negative.
Okay. So, Supervisor Johnson, and then we'll just get a final...
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. The be resolved clauses indicate that the Board of Supervisors rejects the County Executive's proposed course of action to resolve the pension buy-in buyback issue outlined in its communication dated January 9th, 2015. And the second further be resolved is that the County Board of Supervisors hereby rejects inclusion of the County Executive's proposed course of action to resolve the pension buy-in buyback issue in any filing by Milwaukee County under the Voluntary Correction Program with the Internal Revenue Service. Because the committee was thinking that as the legislative process goes through, possibly the county executive could submit to the IRS agent his recommendation, which could be looked upon as being the county's position as it relates to this issue. So our actions are covered by the be it resolved. The intentions, I should say, are covered by both be resolved clauses. So I move that we vote to affirm the resolution, which rejects the county executive's proposed action.
Okay. Let's just get additional clarification here. Sounds like we're doing the same thing, just in two different ways. So. Okay, we have agreement here that the motion made by Supervisor Johnson to adopt the resolution would have the same effect of rejecting the proposal. So that motion is appropriate, right? Okay. So if we move approval of the resolution, which has been moved, we can vote on that. But I want to make sure that people, right, is that what we're not doing? Then he move adoption of the resolution.
I move to adopt the resolution.
That is a good point. A rejection would be final action, and adoption would then move on to the next level. So. Okay. I'd like to get information because I want to make sure people know what the effect of their vote is. So if we choose to continue with the original motion, which was to reject, that was before us, the rejection, this would be the final action here today. Okay? If you move adoption of the resolution, which Supervisor Johnson has, it would then go on to the county executive. So you, it's your choice. Right now, before us, did I say that correctly? And he could, of course, veto it and do it what he will.
So, again, Madam Chair, you're saying that the action of the Personnel, Finance, and Audit Committee of rejection could be a final action?
Correct.
As opposed to the adoption of this resolution, which would go to the county executive?
Correct.
Madam Chair, I withdraw the motion to approve the resolution.
Okay. Supervisor Jurczyk?
Well, I think there's a problem with that because, and I'm going to take us back to Finance Committee for a moment. It was Supervisor Mayo that made a motion to reject the county executive's letter. And then the discussion came up, what about filings with the IRS? Supervisor Mayo accepted a friendly amendment to also direct that in addition to rejecting the county executive's course of action, that we also positively direct that we not file any conflicting reports with the IRS. Supervisor Mayo accepted that friendly amendment, and the committee voted in a positive. We passed the amendment and resolution from Supervisor Mayo with a positive vote. Now, I'm all in favor of having this go to the county exec, because I think that completes the action, and then they cannot file with the IRS conflicting reports. So I think what the committee did was correct. I think we wanted to go through the veto process so we don't have any shenanigans later of filing conflicting reports. That's kind of the way I see it.
Okay. Did you want to add anything to that, County Clerk?
Move adoption if we still need a motion.
We would, because last one was withdrawn, so now the adoption's back.
Just for clarification purposes, what was before the Finance Committee was a motion to reject the report and reject any filing before the IRS. That motion was adopted by the Finance Committee, and then a by-the-committee resolution was prepared to reflect that.
But the committee did not vote to reject the amendment. We were voting in a positive way, and that's why I think the digest is wrong.
Okay, yeah. I think we need to look at this further.
The committee voted, adopted a motion to reject the report and to reject any filing.
Okay, so this isn't working here. Let's do this. Let's get a motion for a temporary layover, please, so that we can come together. I think people are sensitive about how the action, what the effect of their vote is, and it's conflicting and confusing. So, any objections to that? So ordered, and we'll get it taken care of so everybody can feel good about their vote. Okay, next order of business. So let's just make sure we